Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. Like to welcome Dakota White to the podcast. He's the branch manager over at Bobcat of Hot Springs. Dakota, you've only been there, you know, a short amount of time. So tell me what you do over there.
So we are a Bobcat dealership. Our grand opening was on June 3rd of this year. What we do is we are a full-line Bobcat dealership that, and whenever I mean full-line, that means we carry skid steers, excavators, tractors, side-by-sides, lawnmowers, tool cats, and all the attachments that you can get. So on top of being a full-line dealer comes with a servicing department. We're full service, full warranty, With all of that, you know, we do all the financing in-house, all of that sort of stuff. You just come and see me, and we'll definitely be able to get you fixed up with anything. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
And the great thing about being in this area is just it's a very well-knit community, and it's a really good group of people that we've come in contact with, so that's, you know, one of the main reasons why we decided to come over in this area as well.
Right. So you told me a while ago that you've been with the company about three and a half years. Are you a local from Hot Springs, Garland County, or are you a transplant?
I am definitely a transplant. I am from Paris, Tennessee. Born and raised, it's the best way to say it. Born and raised in Puryear, Tennessee. It's an even smaller town outside of Paris.
Right.
Whenever me and my fiance, we were going to have a child, we moved to Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And that's actually where our company's centralized out of. It's right. Broken Bow, Oklahoma. We're not a huge conglomerate sort of company. We are a single entity dealership that just 3 years ago got established with a Bobcat and a Massey Ferguson dealership over there, and we got a little bit too big for our britches over there. You know, we had way too much stuff.
Sure.
And it was a weird time where things were coming off of that that pandemic that we had that right. kind of struck the area of the entire world, right. you know. right. So whenever that came, started coming to a conclusion, people were kind of tightening up their pockets. Mm-hmm. You know, money was getting a little bit more difficult to get a hold of. Financing rates at that time were, I mean, still at the all-time high right now.
Right.
I mean,
right.
interest rates are just through the roof, and Bobcat and the financing companies that they work with have been fighting tooth and nail to try to make sure that we've been having the best rates, I mean, at least comparable to the other manufacturers sure. that are out there on the line right now. So with that, Bobcat kind of reached out to us and said, hey, we've got an open market over in Hot Springs. There's a lot of people, and they're getting serviced by two other dealerships, you know, sure. one down in Glenwood, one up in Little Rock, and most customers wouldn't have a hard time with that. But driving 20 to 30 to 40, and I mean, going to Little Rock from here, I mean, that's a 45 to an hour long drive, right. depending on traffic, you know. So somebody coming from Royal or Piercy, you know, if they were coming from Piercy, I mean, they'd have a heck of a drive to just right. get out there just to get something serviced, or even if they want to buy a new piece of equipment, they're still going to have to drive a 20 to an hour long drive, 30 to an hour long drive, you know. So that's kind of our reasoning why we expanded. You know, we got too big, interest rates were already where we couldn't just continue to pedal the wheels and making, you know, headway. So we kind of had to sit around and scratch our heads for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, then we finally got over here at the start of 2023. We're at 203 Rock Creek Road. And the building had sat empty for a long
right.
period of time. It was about 3 to 5 years that just kind of wasn't even maintained or anything like that. So at the start of April, we signed the lease over there. We're just renting that building at this mm-hmm. time. It's the old ARK building that's over there. It's right. the Arkansas Restored Cars. It was what they used to do over there. And I think there was a lawnmower dealership as well over there for a short period of time. But had to completely gut and redo the everything.
Right. So, you know, what kind of response have you had so far?
So, I mean, obviously with my hesitation, not what I want it to be.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Of course, every single person that ever starts up a business, they want it to be doors knocked down and people in there every right. single day. But I think all in all, I mean, you know, we've been putting out like radio broadcasts, and I do a lot of Facebook posts mm-hmm. and YouTube and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So we get a lot of people that come in and they're like, hey, I saw your thing on Facebook. Hey, I saw your thing I heard your thing on the radio, you know, and I actually love doing the radio stuff, mm-hmm. but it gets kind of tough, you know. It's like, it makes it very difficult for a business. I mean, not even just a Bobcat dealership. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you were a new flower shop opening up in town, I mean,
right.
if you're just trying to get your name out there, you've got to essentially diversify all of your avenues, you know, radio and print media and, you know, doing podcasts or getting on the, sure. you know, Facebook and the YouTube and, you know, all of those sort of social media, I guess, is right. an easier thing to say there. You know, with the social media game, and, I mean, you can just boost a post to a specific demographic. I mean, you can literally at the tips of your fingers do anything nowadays whenever right. it comes to advertising. But still, there is a specific demographic that is within print media as well as even podcast. Because there's people that listen to podcasts that don't even listen to, you know, the radio, that right. don't even listen to something on Spotify, even if, you know, this is on Spotify. You know right. what I mean? It's like right. it's like there's certain people that, you know, and if you don't hit each one of those, you're missing a considerable chunk of the demographic that's out there, you know.
Right.
So I definitely say that the overall response has been great. I mean, you know, we've sold several different pieces of equipment out there. We fixed a lot. I mean, that is, you know, one thing that we knew was going to be prevalent because of the fact that what I just said earlier, the servicing dealerships on either side of us,
right?
People that have been putting it off because they don't want to drive a half hour to an hour away, you right. know, and then they heard us on the radio or saw us on Facebook or saw an ad in that paper or whatever, and they just show up and they go, hey, can you fix my X, Y, and Z? And we say, yeah, absolutely. We'll
right.
we'll get it in there, you know. And we've had I've had a lot of fun, man. I'll be honest with you. The people in this area are really accepting. Like, it's kind of interesting for a small, big city, like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like the middle of the road. Like, you almost feel whenever you come out of town, you kind of get that, you're not from here sort of type. And I don't feel that at all here in Hot Springs. Like, I feel very comfortable. You know, like, people are receptive, you know, still standoffish because they don't know who you are. You know, that's with any person that you ever meet.
Sure.
But definitely very receptive, listening, very... I would definitely say that we've had a good... You know, for our grand opening, there was maybe 30 people that showed up. But, I mean, I would say that there's at least 1 to 10 people that show up on a day-to-day basis. So there's not ever a day that I'm just sitting there with absolutely nothing to do.
Right.
For sure, I mean, you know, being a branch manager, there's a lot more to do than besides just facing the customers,
right.
you know. So, I mean, I'm busy nonetheless, but whenever I prefer to deal with the customers, you know what I mean? That's what makes the business a business, you know what I mean? You can sit there and type away at a computer all day long, and if you don't have the people coming in and talking to you or buying your stuff or getting the equipment service there, then you're not in right. business, you know. You're just kind of just sitting there typing on a computer all day.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say that the response has been very good, and I feel welcome, honestly.
Yeah.
We do, as a company, honestly.
Yeah. Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833,
We are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So I know a lot of times, you know, people hear something like Bobcat and they think, that's nothing for me. That's big equipment. That's for construction crews and that kind of thing. But you have more than that. I know you've got some UTVs and that kind of thing as well that, you know, more of the common man, you know, normal type people would be interested in.
Absolutely. So, I mean, whenever it comes to, like, if you will, the layperson mm-hmm. or a non-construction type, to me, I actually feel like the largest, now Bobcat in general focuses more often on the construction side because that's where going to be, it's a higher demand. Sure. You know what I mean? Somebody that's going to recycle, you know, not recycle, but, you know, I would say recycle. Recycle their machines sure. every couple of years, you know, get the newer model so that way they have their new warranty and their new service plan and the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, and the new cool, fancy, you know, machine that does the coolest right. thing that separates them from their competition. You know, but whenever it comes to the layperson or the you and I type,
right.
you know, lawnmowers, side-by-side, small tractors, you know, all the way up to 60 horsepower tractor. We're talking open machines, cab machines, and all of that sort of demographic. So, I mean, you know, what they always call it in Bobcat is the homeowner with acreage, you know. So, and acreage could mean you're on a quarter lot, mm-hmm. you know, or 50 acres, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, I'll be honest with you, a good solid construction piece of equipment is one of the most versatile pieces that you can even have on a farm.
Right.
You know, I mean, going out there and grabbing your skid steer to go and, you know, unload and load hay or, you know, taking the feed truck and, you know, getting all that off the truck and then, you know, putting out your hay. I mean, I know that there's a lot of farmers over in Broken Bow that literally just, they'll buy a low horsepower machine that's, mm-hmm. you know, good on price, you know, and get it for a really good financing rate and then pay it off in a year or two, you know. There's a lot of chicken house people.
Sure.
I don't know so much in this area, but over in Broken Bow for sure. Or maybe out in the outlying areas of this city, you know. So that is a huge, I mean, that's essentially how Bobcat construction equipment even got started. It was, you know, some farmers that mm-hmm. essentially got the idea because they needed to get onto the second floor of their barn.
Right.
And so they took a whole bunch of tractor parts. It was the Keller brothers. They took a whole bunch of tractor parts and literally built a skid steer. And honestly, what it was more like was if you've ever sat down on a zero-turn lawnmower and, like, if you just flipped it around the other way and put your seat the other way, it had two sticks like that. And it had swivel wheels that just sat on a little ball bearing, you know, and that just spun freely.
Right.
And then it had a little loader with no rollover protection, no safety precautions, no nothing. You know, and that was in the early 50s. And then by 1958, they had created and patented a skid steer loader is what they called it. And so that's how, you know, Bobcat became the very first skid steer loader that was patented. And then it became a manufactured part. And then they created a name called the Bobcat Company. And that's how it all got started. I mean, if it weren't for Bobcat, we wouldn't have Caterpillar or Kubota sort of, you know, skid steers, no other brand. I mean, you know,
right.
So it's all thanks to those gentlemen that decided, and they're farmers,
mm-hmm.
you know, they weren't construction people.
Right.
I would say, if anything, they were lay people. You know what I mean? People just like you and me that were just like, look, I have a need. I need to fill that need.
Right.
So what am I going to do? And at that time, it was just a glorified lawnmower. You know, so anybody can get into a Bobcat piece of equipment, you know, right. with side-by-sides and the lawnmowers and the tractors. And even if you want to step into a small piece of construction equipment, that's how you get started in business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people don't think of that, but you get you an excavator and you just start running around town doing dirt work. I mean, next thing you know, you're making money. I mean, people are going to call you, you know, whether there's other competition or not. You make it a couple of dollars cheaper than the next guy, and then boom. I mean, you're covered up in a week, you know. So that's not a guarantee or anything.
Sure.
But, you know, you you got to work with that, kind of going back to what we were saying of advertising and the blah, 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 you know? Right. So, yeah, it's they're definitely for everybody. And they've got consumer rates and they've got commercial rates whenever it comes to financing. And, you know, they do 0% financing for 36 months on all construction equipment. And they're doing 0% financing for 60 months on lawnmowers. And 72 months at 0% for tractors. And, you know, they'll actually do it for 84 months at 1.99%. And those have been really consistent, honestly. Now, the construction equipment ebbs and flows more so than the lawnmower and the tractor sort of stuff. So the lawnmower and tractor stuff, or what they call like the grounds maintenance equipment, the GME equipment, with that sort of stuff, it stays very, very consistent. You have no problem at least being at the 0% for 60 months on any of those for, I would say, the next year. I mean, that's a pretty safe assumption.
Right.
Because they fight for that. Because there's a lot of manufacturers out there that do that 0% financing for X amount of time, you know. No money down with approved credit, you know. So it's important for a company or a manufacturer like that to make sure that they can be competitive in that sort of market, for sure.
Yeah. You know, if somebody is interested in coming out to see you, you say you're over on Rock Creek Road?
Yeah. So we're right off of Airport Road. There's an Arvis Bank there right at the corner of Rock Creek Road and Airport. Mm-hmm. Just take that right down there. And, I mean, you drive down that road for 100 feet and you'll see us right on the left. I mean, it's a big old black iron gate with little gold peaks on the top. And the fences say ARK because it used to be that Arkansas Restored Cars. It's 203 Rock Creek Road, or you can call me at any time, you know, so 501-445-4095, and that number's not going to change, so just whatever you want to reach out to us, I'm very, very welcome to meet you with a smiling face. If I don't, then get on to me for sure.
Well, I appreciate you coming by. I enjoyed getting a chance to meet you and talk a little bit of business with you.
Yeah, it's been a blast, man. I've been super duper excited about coming in here. I was wanting to make a script for it, but it's a whole lot easier if you just come in here and just kind of roll it right off the head and just get a conversation going. To me, that goes with the realness side of that sort of stuff. So it was wonderful meeting you, for sure.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.